You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
On today's episode of the Bolts Broadcast, we're streaking again. Stay tuned. Season 4, episode 31 of the Bolts Broadcast. My name is Mike Mitchelson, and joining me today, my co-host, Chase Groshaw. Chase, how are you on this lovely Sunday evening?
I am doing pretty well overall. Just chilling, watching some football, solid day. How about you?
I am also doing pretty well. The weekend was a little bit of a long one. The roomie had his big birthday on Friday, so some friends came in town, and we had a good time Friday night and Saturday night. They stayed a little bit longer than I expected today. Left about 4:30. But other than that, you know, I've been able to clean up, do some laundry since they left. And I'm excited for a Bengals game tonight. Hopefully we get a big win. I'm not trying to jinx anything because obviously the game hasn't happened for me yet. But really hoping and praying that the Bengals can yet again win their wild card round.
Yeah, I certainly hope so as well. That would be cool. Definitely hope the over hits as well, because that would just be cool, you know? That'd be fun. That'd be exciting.
I'm also kind of hoping for a blowout by the Bengals because, you know me, I'm a guy who needs to sleep. I start a new position at work tomorrow, and I would love to just be able to go to bed at like 11. Games got like 6-7 minutes left, but the Bengals are up like 4 scores. Like, that'd be perfect.
What if they're up like 45-0? How's that sound?
I'm cool with that too. That's totally all fine.
Right. All right, awesome. That sounds great to me.
Well, anyways, on today's episode of the Bolts Broadcast, going to be doing a little game review, game preview for the Bolts, and this is the biggest one we've had, I think, in season 4. We got 2 games to review, 2 games to preview, so it's going to be a fun one.
Huge.
After the commercial break, talking about news around the league, the Seattle Kraken setting a record. We'll be talking about that. And then we also have a little leak for the NHL All-Star Game jerseys. So we'll talk about that as well. But we'll start with Rudolph Balcers getting sent down to Syracuse.
Yeah, so it's for a conditioning stint, which really, this isn't like just simple as, oh, you're put on waivers, you're not playing for us. This is an opportunity where it's, I believe the number is, you can't, like, you go 5 games or without playing, I think is the number. And he hasn't played since, like, November for us, I believe. So when you go that long without playing, there's an opportunity for you to get sent down to Syracuse. Did he get hurt? I'm trying to draw a blank. I'm trying to remember why the hell he hasn't played. Regardless, I have a mind fart going on. But that's beside the point. He's gotten 3 games, so he's going to get a conditioning sent down to Syracuse, hopefully. Just get his legs under him, maybe, you know, put up a couple points, score a couple goals, and then he can get called back up, maybe find himself in some action. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, we saw the same with Shane Wright. We talked about a couple weeks ago. He had a phenomenal performance in the AHL before getting brought back up, and then, you know, World Juniors happened, then he eventually got sent down to the CHL, but we're hoping that Balcers can have a similar impact in the AHL that we saw Shane Wright do just about a month ago.
And I was having a brain fart, by the way. I forgot that he was put on LTIR for a little bit.
Well, let's talk about some games now, Chase. We are officially back on a winning streak because we had the Columbus win last Tuesday, I believe it was. And now we've got Vancouver and Buffalo. And taking both of those games is huge for us.
No, what do you mean, Buffalo? You're right when you said St. Louis. Yeah.
Sorry, I saw 72 in blue. I was thinking Tage Thompson. I didn't know what was happening.
Oh my gosh, but it's funny too because I was like pulling up schedule and looking at games just to double check everything, and I saw STL. I'm like, when? I don't remember playing Seattle. So we both had a little bit of a goof there, but yeah, no, it was a it's good to get back on that streak. Obviously, everyone likes winning, so when you can get a few to row, that's nice. And you know, they won a couple good, you know, exciting close games too. So that's good. Starting with the Vancouver game, it was kind of just a shooting gallery. I mean, there were 75 total shots in this game, 40 for Vancouver, 35 for us. We ended up coming out with a 5-4 win. Pretty good game overall. I mean, we looked like the better team. Like even though we got outshot, we did a lot, you know, better in a lot of aspects of the game, and you can just see that the talent level that we have compared to what they have, like it's pretty large.
Yeah, and Steven Stamkos got his 499th NHL goal, a great career so far for the captain, and it started to get a little bit scary towards the end as we were up 5-2, and then in that last 5 minutes or so, Quinn Hughes, Elias Pettersson, both get one to make it 4-5, but luckily Vasi able to shut the door down in the last little bit of the game to take it 5-4. And when we look at the St. Louis game, this one, not as much scoring, but same result with Tampa coming out on top.
Yeah, 4-2 final. So, I mean, still a little bit higher scoring. It was nice getting the win. Nick Perbix had himself a nice game. Ended up, you know, finding the back of the net. So that was cool for him. But, you know, this reminds me, actually. So for St. Louis, Pavel Buchnevich has, like, he's ever since the trade to St. Louis, he's been over a point per game. It's like I saw some sort of stat where it's like his like a, over his last 100 games, he's like 111 points, and his like games in St. Louis, he has like 79 through like 60 something games, whatever. And so that trade was involving him and Sammy Blais, and then the stat is Sammy Blais doesn't have like the total shots on net that Buchnevich has in points. So that was a crazy stat, but he found the back of the net in this game. It's kind of why it reminded me. But nonetheless, you know, he's a super talented player. St. Louis, they're a solid team, but it was nice to come out with a good win.
Yeah, looking at Buchnevich's stats right now with St. Louis, last year, 73 games, put up 76 points with 30 goals. And this year, over a point per game with 37 through 35 right now. So quite the deal for St. Louis, that's for sure. But coming out on top, seeing Braden Point notch 3 points, such a beautiful thing to see. And we're hoping that we can continue this streak into Seattle. We got a game with the Kraken, who they're streaking themselves, currently on an 8-game win streak.
Yeah, they set a record for the first time in NHL history where somebody was on a 7 or longer game like road trip. And they swept the road trip. They won every single game on the road trip. That's crazy. That's a wild stat, especially for a team that last year wasn't many signs of life, but they pummeled the Blackhawks the other day. They're looking, you know, a lot better. They're rolling. Eli Tolvanen got claimed the waiver. He's been playing well for them. So it's not going to be a cakewalk of a matchup like it was last year. I mean, they're right there with us in terms of how they're playing this season. So it's going to be a battle. It's going to be an exciting game though.
Yeah, and when we look at the last 5 games, Matty Beniers, 8 points, 4 goals, 4 assists. This kid's really been surging as well. So it's going to be a fun one against Seattle. But the nice thing is Seattle's actually home for this game. And yes, they just went on a historic run on the road, but can they keep it up at home versus a team that is one of the most competitive in the league in the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Let's hope not for us. If they do, it'd be unfortunate for us, but still be cool by them. And you're talking about the last 5 game thing, like the NHL app has, you know, the last 5 game scoring, and something I didn't realize that Vince Dunn in that span is a plus 13. That's just ridiculous in 5 games.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, I guess.
That's asinine, dude. They're rolling. And like, as you mentioned, Matty Beniers is you know, those eight points in that span. If he didn't score the rest of the year, he'd probably still win Rookie of the Year. And he's going to continue playing big minutes, can continue scoring. I mean, this kid's a stud. He's just a flat-out a stud.
He's really separated himself from the rest of the pack, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, 100% without a doubt.
And then Wednesday, January 18th, we go again against the Vancouver Canucks, this time in Vancouver. We saw it was a 5-4 victory for us last time, 75 total shots. Are we expecting a similar result?
Yes, yes and no. I think it's going to be, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, it's 5-4, guaranteed lock loaded again. Like, who knows? I still expect a win, but I think it should still be overall competitive, especially going into Vancouver. You know, it's always a little tougher on the road generally for whatever reason is, you know, travel, sleeping, all that, all those shenanigans. So it'll be, It'll be a little bit of a challenge, I'm assuming, but I still think it should be a relatively safe win for us, especially with, you know, kind of everything going on in Vancouver. You know, the team is just not playing very well. The goaltending struggling. Ovrak and Larson's getting healthy scratch. Like, it's just a mess for them.
Yeah, and one thing I wanted to look at real quick before we move on to our quick commercial break was Andre Vasilevsky. This is a guy that didn't start super hot this year for us, but when you look at his overall numbers, they've definitely been improving. He's 4-1 in his last five and currently sitting at that .917 save percentage. So this guy's definitely stepped up his play over the last month or two.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Sorry, your voice was cutting out a little bit, so I didn't even hear the stats if you said stats, but yeah, 100%.
All right, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, but on the other side of the commercial break, going to be talking about some news from around the league, talk about those All-Star Game jersey leaks. The NFL playoff action continues. We're one step closer to Super Bowl 57, and for the NFL divisional round, check out the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers can take a shot at even bigger payouts with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Boost your NFL winnings with each leg you add up to 100%. After coming back from a 27-point deficit, can Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars push their way into the conference championship? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. New customers can bet just $5 on the NFL divisional round and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at the DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Shout out to our friends over at DraftKings. Thanks so much for sponsoring the show. Speaking of the NFL playoffs, what a crazy night we had with the Chargers going up 27-0 and blowing that lead 31-30, final score for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Chase, I know you were happy. You were rooting for the Jags.
Absolutely. That's my second team behind the Detroit Lions. It's a Florida team. Obviously, the Tampa Lightning are a Florida team, too, in case that's news to you guys. So it was cool. I was very happy to see him come back. And I like Justin Herbert. I like the Chargers. But it just proves that they're kind of frauds and that Trevor Lawrence, he's the real deal.
Yeah, here's the question. Is Justin Herbert just our decade, our generation, Philip Rivers? Because we know Philip Rivers was a very talented quarterback in his day. Didn't have the mobility that Justin Herbert has, but his teams would always be successful in the regular season, and they'd always fall short.
I mean, it's a fair argument. Like, it really is, because like, this dude has all the talent in the world, and then you see he just struggles mightily in games every once in a while, and then when it comes to these big games, like this playoff game, like last year's final game of the year to get into the playoffs, like everything just kind of flops and goes wrong.
As someone who is a big fan of Justin Herbert, and Chase, you and I have been huge fans of Justin Herbert since before he came out into the NFL draft because, you know, we were some of the people that were high on him, thought he could be one of the best quarterbacks coming out of that draft class. I would love to see this guy succeed, bring in a coach such as Sean Payton, see the offensive firepower that they could, you know, spark together. Get rid of Lombardi, get rid of Brandon Staley, because those guys obviously aren't it. But at the same time, my Cincinnati Bengals are in the AFC, and I am not looking forward to a Sean Payton, Justin Herbert connection. So I've got some conflicting thoughts in me, but at this point in time, I think it would be fun to see him with Sean Payton. At the same time, don't want to see it.
It would definitely be better than what's going on now, because what's going on now just sucks. It's just disappointing for Chargers fans.
It really is. I feel bad for him. But let's get back to hockey, Chase, as Alex Nedeljkovic, he gets placed on waivers.
Yeah, and it's kind of been a rough go for him this year. You know, really struggled. Ended up getting sent down to the American League and played relatively well, did his best. But he ended up getting placed on waivers just because, you know, Detroit's kind of set at the goaltender position. Is what it is. I think that he would be a great addition for a team that needs like a very serviceable backup, someone that could play, you know, like 30% of games for you if you need him to. I think that's kind of like where he is at this point in his career. So if a team's got the cap room and they need a backup goalie, like, I think he's a great option.
Absolutely. Let's not talk about Pavel Zacha. He gets a 4-year extension. And Chase, this was a guy that for quite some time and still you're a big fan of.
Yeah, man. I mean, I remember in his draft year, I was so excited for him to come over and, you know, play in the States when, or really, I guess, North America, because he was playing in the OHL for Sarnia. So I remember how excited I was when that, you know, the opportunity was going to be coming up. And it's just, it's been a little disappointing. Like, he has not quite lived up to, you know, to the hopes of what you would expect someone drafted highly as he is. And, you know, he really had kind of an interesting frame. Like, he's a big boy. You know, he's got some skill to him. And when you see those types of players, you really root for them, because you want to see those kind of types of players really do well. And it's just kind of been a struggle for him. But he's having a nice year this year, like, relatively overall. 25 points, 42 games. Has been playing a lot better in recent years, so it's cool to see him doing well. Ends up getting a decent little extension. Ends up being a $19 million extension total, 4.75 average. And I would say that's probably about right where he's worth. Hopefully he can kind of get rolling a little more, maybe end up being a value.
Yeah, and seeing Pavel Zacha initially come out of the draft, really had high expectations. Like you said, didn't really meet those up to this point. But with the player he's kind of molded into now, I feel like him in Boston is a really good fit. So I'm glad to see a four-year extension there, and I think he could continue to improve in that Boston system.
Yeah, I really do agree there. I think it's nice the fit you're going to get.
All right, let's now talk about the All-Star game, as there's some leaks that the jerseys have been revealed. Now, these aren't official, but we do have the leak, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on that, Chase.
Obviously, you can't read, Mike, so I typed in All-Star Gain.
Oh, All-Star Gain, my bad.
Yeah, yeah. So for this All-Star Gain, gosh, I don't know what it is recently. My typos have been so bad, whether it's on my computer or it's on my phone. It's just been absolute nightmare recently for whatever reason. I don't know why.
They have been something, that's for sure.
Hey, you don't want a chips and chili like question or whatever the hell I said?
Yeah, chips and chili question. I'm like, yeah. I don't know what a chili question is, but it sounds good.
It was bad. But anyway, they look kind of like what I expected when I heard the rumors. Miami Vice colors, but kind of like what the old All-Star Game jerseys looked, where they had the old like big Western Conference, Eastern Conference logos on it. That's what this jersey leak is. And if that's the case, I'm very happy, because I love the style. I love that logo. And hopefully the colors end up looking all right, because it could amount for a cool combination.
Yeah, I think it could be solid. And there's a Twitter user named Ali Murji, Alimurji. And he tweeted out a prediction of the All-Star Game jerseys. And looking at them, they look pretty similar. And overall, I'm not sure if I'm a huge fan. As you know, we get the picture of the Western one. I just wish there was a little bit more pop. I feel like the Miami Vice color scheme is so fantastic with the one we actually see, the Western Conference Miami Vice jersey. There could have been more. I think there should be more pop.
And that's fine. I can understand that, but still, I think they're trending in the right direction compared to what, you know, they've done in the past for. Like, for these jerseys, they've always, you know, last few years, they've been kind of just whatever. So, still in the right direction, still in the right track. I like them overall.
I will agree with that. Definitely in a better spot than they have been recently. But when the NHL is just bringing out absolute bangers of jerseys, I mean, the Sabres bringing back their old goat head jersey. We got the Penguins bringing back their old style with the iceberg penguin. Like, just those type of jerseys bring my expectations so high. And then when we get kind of underwhelming All-Star jerseys, I gotta point it out. I have to.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, well, that's gonna do it for the show, because Mike has to go watch his Cincinnati Bengals. And I just want to let you guys all know that if for some reason the Baltimore Ravens beat the Bengals, I probably won't be here Wednesday or Monday or the following Wednesday, because I'll just be, or excuse me, Thursday, because I'll just be crying the whole time, and it won't be a good look.
That's lovely.
Yeah, but let's go to a hockey name of the day, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that before we get out of here.
We have Lene Not Ochdag.
Yeah, I mean, that's about as good as you can get there.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah. So, yeah, Miss Linnea here, she is a 16-year-old Swedish defenseman who's playing in the U18 tournament currently, which is going on for the Women's Worlds right now. I said Swedish, right? Yeah, yes. I did. I got to backtrack there. But, you know, playing on the team, currently plays in the top women's Swedish league as well. A lot of these girls that are playing in this U18 tournament, U20 tournament, they tend to play in their top leagues as well from their countries. But through this tournament, she has 2 goals, 1 assist, 3 points through 5 games from the back end, 4 assists through 20 games in her pro league. So good for her. You know, so someone that I think we're going to see in international hockey for the women's teams more and more as time goes on. You know, as she continues to develop, I'm sure we'll see her more at the Women's World Championships and all that stuff.
Love to see it. Glad we got some more representation of our ladies that are in the game of hockey. So that's a great hockey name of the day. Chase, before we kick it out, the Giants did officially just beat the Vikings, which,
yep,
surprise, surprise, you and I were talking just, 3 days ago that we were locking the Giants because the Vikings have felt so fraudulent the back half of the regular season.
Yeah, they really have. Like, I had no faith in them as like an actual contending team. And sure enough, the Giants, you know, Danny Dimes runs all over them. Saquon Barkley's a dog, and they just proved that the Vikings are frauds. Brian Daboll just says, here, hold these nuts because I'm a better coach. To hell the guy's name.
Kevin O'Connell, right?
Yeah. Kevin O'Connell. I always forget him.
Yeah, Brian Daboll's got to be coach of the year at this point for me.
Did you watch Dan Campbell?
Did he make playoffs?
If they made playoffs, they would have been locked. He would have been, like, guaranteed the award, which really sucks. I wonder what will happen. I would assume it's probably Daboll.
I feel like that's not really even an argument because Daboll is in his first year with a team that wasn't expected to make playoffs. He goes, makes playoffs, wins first round. Whereas Dan Campbell, yes, very nice resurgence after starting 1-6. But at the same time, this is his second year in the system. He's had some time to work with some players. I don't know.
If the Lions made the playoffs, the Giants started the season 7-2, so they started falling apart at the end of the year. If they both teams were in the playoffs, I guarantee you it went to Dan Campbell, especially because he was on Hard Knocks.
No.
There's obviously no way to tell it now, but I guaranteed you. If that would have been the case, I would have heavily bet on it.
All right, go into a time portal and go to an alternate universe where the Lions did make it.
Yeah. I can definitely do that.
Just let me know real quick.
Yeah, I can totally do that.
All right, that's going to do it for the show. I want to thank you so much for coming out and giving it a listen. Chase, if you could, hit him with an outro.
As always, I want to thank you guys for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at Bolts Broadcast. It's at Bolts Broadcast. You can follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. That's at HockeyPodNet. While you're at, you can follow WMP on Twitter at WMP Sports Pod. That's WMP Sports Pod. Make sure you go to HockeyPodcastNetwork.com. You can find all the podcasts in the network right there. Boom, click the logo. That's an easy peasy lemon squeezy. Wherever you're listening, rate us 5 stars, send us your questions, comments, concerns, we really appreciate it. Whatever you do, don't forget to use code THPN when you sign up for DraftKings.
Thanks so much for stopping by. We'll talk to you next time.